This is GSG, Geek Survival Guide, Episode 1, Zombies, for June 30th, 2006. This episode is dedicated especially to Jonathan and Tony, without whom GSG would not be here, and who helped in large part create this episode. Thanks, guys. This is GSG, the Geek Survival Guide, the place you can turn for survival tips and dealing with geeky threats to your continued existence on this planet. Remember, if you're a hero, a romantic interest, or some form of plucky comic relief, this is not the podcast for you. This is the podcast for Town Person Number 5 and Hockey Playing Kid Number 2. After reviewing the information in this podcast, those people have a better chance to avoid becoming Victim Number 3. For our first episode, we start with something that should be relatively easy to survive. Zombies. More specifically, this episode deals with slow-moving zombies, or shamblers. Because of their lack of cognitive function, motor skills, and slow ground speed, these should be fairly easy for most geeks to avoid and/or survive. First, the basics. Zombies. These poor unfortunates are dead. And through various supernatural, technological, or otherwise unexplained means, they are reanimated, emerge from their various graves, crypts, morgues, mortuariums, and other places in which you find dead bodies, and decide they want to feast upon the living. And by the living, we mean all of you out there. And more specifically, your brains. Zombies can be tricky to identify. The following tips should give you a general idea of what to look for. Number 1. Because zombies are, after all, in a process of decomposition, they typically smell very bad and have terrible hygiene. Number 2. Zombies typically are covered in mold, fungus, dead skin, and maybe missing pieces of their body up to and including major limbs, although, of course, this is not necessarily the sign of a zombie. Number 3. Zombies have limited vocabularies, consisting mainly of moans and groans, and the occasional request for brains. We remind you that these attributes are in no way definitive. After all, a geek emerging from a 48-hour-long bout of Civilization 4 will be lacking in coordination, in hygiene, and may be so degenerated in cognitive function that he will be unable to communicate in much more than moans, groans, and the occasional mumbling about just one more turn. That's what makes this final tip so vital. Number 4. Zombies prefer human flesh to hostess snack cakes. So if you haven't seen your roommate in a few days, and suddenly you see him shambling his stinky way down the hall in your general direction, toss a Twinkie at him and see what happens. If he goes for the Twinkie, you're fine. If he goes for you, make for the nearest exit to your safe area and call the National Guard, or the Zombie Squad, or your preferred method of dealing with supernatural undead pests. Do not panic, and do not run aimlessly. After all, zombies are like cockroaches, or those blasted communist smurfs. If you see one, there's probably 50 more of them just out of sight. Remember, these are, after all, slow-moving zombies. Even the most sedentary of geeks should be able to make his way away from one without fear of being caught up with. Or two, or... well, you know what I mean. Our crack team of survival experts and geeks had a long, bitter debate about the best way to survive a zombie attack, which was followed by some shrugging, a mutual decision to get on with their collective lives, and the voting of one geek off the island. We wish you good luck, Toby! We'll return after a brief commercial message with the tips they were able to agree upon on how to survive the imminent zombie apocalypse.
Have you ever wondered what is the connection between science fiction and philosophy? Do you ever wonder, am I really just a battery in a machine? What is a worldview anyway? Are my memories really real? Can I have free will if the pre-crime precogs know the future? You answered yes, no, or maybe to any of the previous questions, and the sci-fi show is for you. The show that deals with those interesting questions about life, the universe, and everything, as found in science fiction. And no, the answer is not always 42. The Sci-Fi Show, a 20-minute fortnightly podcast, putting the philosophy back in sci-fi. For more information, go to thescifishow.blogspot.com, and that's phi with a ph.
And now we're back to GSG, discussing zombies. Here's what our survival experts and geeks did agree on. First, you want to pay close attention to your surroundings. Look around you. Chances are most of these people are, in fact, zombies. And if you are in an area where zombies may be expected to gather, or even in areas where they may just be wandering by aimlessly, your use of headphones or other distracting technology is like ringing the undead dinner bell. This goes back to our earlier assertion that technology-obsessed geeks have a shorter life expectancy than other forms of geeks. Zombies reproduce by biting the living, which means that even if you defeat an entire horde of zombies by wielding a putter from the local mini-golf establishment, or a flail minus two, as we discussed in our previous episode, if one of them lays so much as a bicuspid on you, then you are toast. So keep your distance. Some people have suggested that a geek keep some kind of sword or other sharp object nearby to deal with rampaging zombies. We call these people victim number 8. In fact, it is recommended that you use no sharp weapons. Axes get stuck. You don't know how to use a sword. You are not a ninja. Baseball bats, cricket bats, golf clubs, etc. are ideal for scrambling the brains of your zombie. Which brings us to another important point. Headshot, headshot, headshot. Zombies do not feel pain. They can take the loss of large portions of their anatomy without it slowing them down much. Even hacking off limbs will not necessarily stop or kill a zombie. However, almost universally speaking, the decided destruction of a zombie's cranial cavity will result in its going down permanently. So don't bother with poking it in the chest. Don't bother with shooting away at its knees. It won't feel a thing and it'll keep on coming no matter what. Whack it over the head with a big stick and put it down for good. Handguns are tempting, but making an accurate shot can be difficult for most geeks. Therefore, GSG recommends that if you must arm yourself with some form of firearm, a shotgun gives a nice spread. Our experts confirm that when dealing with zombies, you should consider just locking yourself in your basement. Be sure to consider your supply of food, water, ammunition, and entertainment. If you find your situation in the basement would be untenable, typically due to a lack of food, or water, or ammunition, then you may consider leaving the house. If you are lacking in entertainment, guess what? You should be writing. If you're downstairs and you hear some form of crash upstairs, do not, I repeat, do not go upstairs to investigate it. You already know what that is. After all, that crash didn't happen on nights when there were no zombies about. Now did it. If you must leave the house, try taking the large SUV instead of a smaller, faster, and ultimately more fragile form of locomotion. GSG recommends something with steel construction, high wheel clearance, and four-wheel drive. Something like an early model Ford Bronco. Environmentalist hippies may shudder at the thought of using some form of Hummer-like vehicle to escape. This guide reminds them that this is, after all, the apocalypse. And because zombies don't drive, chances are that greenhouse gases will be coming down anyway. There are some places you'll want to avoid, such as graveyards, hospitals, your local funeral parlor, shopping malls, the local Starbucks, Michael Jackson video shoot locations, and fields in the middle of nowhere. Places to consider would be places like your basement, and other places nearby that are nondescript, have limited entrances and exits, and are not frequented even by the living. Perhaps your local library. And that's it for this episode of GSG. For more helpful zombie survival tips, as well as games, odd references, and the group that specializes in zombie removal and may be in your area, check out the show notes that are linked to at our website. Some of the music in this episode is from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. GSG is produced under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, attribution required license. Tell your friends. Let these copies spawn, and spawn, and spawn again until they become a veritable horde. And that's fine. But selling one is like feeding a mogwai after midnight. It's just plain bad. GSG is found on the web at gsguide.blogspot.com. If you have any feedback, survival tips, or suggestions for future topics, feel free to email them to gsguide@gmail.com. Our next episode deals with the problem of alien invasion and should be out around July 15th. Until next time, which should be in approximately 2 weeks, this is GSG, the Geek Survival Guide, reminding you to keep your head down and your dice handy.